From the suburbs to the city now, and a story about a downtown renaissance in St. Louis. The city has a new baseball stadium, and millions of dollars have been put into new downtown housing. In the past, big redevelopment projects did not turn out as boosters had hoped in St. Louis, but city leaders say this revival will serve as a lesson to other Rust Belt cities with decaying downtowns. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
By the early 80s, St. Louis's old garment district on Washington Avenue was in such poor shape, so down at the heels, that movie producers thought it would be a great stand-in for an apocalyptic Manhattan of the future. In Escape from New York, Kurt Russell machine guns his way through this city, which in the movie has become a giant prison colony. But now St. Louis's historic warehouses and office buildings are attracting more than just Hollywood location scouts. Lots of nightclubs and restaurants have opened, and developers have turned many of the sprawling structures into condos and apartments. All this activity has drawn more than 1,000 new residents downtown in the last 5 years, including Mark and Meg Boyko. The couple, in their mid-20s, recently moved back to St. Louis from, as it happens, Manhattan. They share a spacious loft apartment with big concrete columns and 16-foot ceilings.
Part of it was practical reasons. We didn't have a car in New York, and if we didn't live downtown in St. Louis, we would need to buy 2 cars starting out.
It's a wonderful place for a young professional who works downtown to live. Like, you can't get better.
Civic boosters in places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati have been talking the talk of urban renaissance for years. New sports stadiums, museums, and art centers have made those downtowns look better, but they still lack the hustle and bustle St. Louis is trying for. Dick Fleming, who heads the St. Louis Regional Chamber and Growth Association, cites 3 billion reasons why things will be different here. He says that money spent in recent downtown development goes well beyond big public projects.
This isn't simply a matter of a couple of megastructures going up in a downtown and declaring victory. This is a block by block, building by building revitalization.
Fleming says good public policy is driving much of this. Like about half the states, Missouri grants investors a 25% tax credit when they fix up historic buildings. Ohio lawmakers are considering a similar plan, and Cincinnati developer Tim Voss says it could make all the difference on a rehab project he wants to do.
If the state credit passed, it would go from where it is now, which is a marginal deal and banks aren't going to want to get involved in marginal deals, to a really economically sound deal that I think I could get financed.
Voss says there is a residential future for old Rust Belt central business districts, and those places are attracting young homebuyers even as Americans continue their exodus to the suburbs and beyond. But in St. Louis, business analyst Julie Neiman says for downtown to be a neighborhood that attracts more than just yuppies, it needs to support businesses beyond art galleries and nightclubs, ones like dry cleaners and full-service grocery stores.
You need a concentration of population before it definitely makes sense. That isn't there yet. Until you get a good concentration of population, you're not going to have the support services.
Joel Kotkin with the New America Foundation agrees. He says urban St. Louis's real strength is anywhere but the central business district.
Downtown concrete block living seems to be a little bit of a hard sell to me. Livable, affordable neighborhoods that have a kind of urban feel but are very green. That's where St. Louis comes out ahead.
And one of those neighborhoods, or even a suburb, will probably be where loft dwellers Mark and Meg Boyko wind up. With their first child on the way, Meg says driving 3 or 4 miles just to buy groceries or rent a movie is getting old.
It seems nice, but then it's like, are people going to grow old here? You know, are they going to really stick around and have a family in a loft, or are they just going to, is it going to be people moving in and out for 3 years at a time, maybe, while they get established and then bump into the suburbs?
But downtown rehab and building is still going strong in St. Louis, with another $1 billion being pumped in this year. The one thing all the big projects have in common is housing, a lot more apartments and condos. Civic leaders here hope those will continue to draw residents and that the rebirth of St. Louis's downtown can be replicated in other older American cities. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.